This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It is time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is the Peter Pan principle in raising heifers. And some of the listeners might say, well, where is this going to go? And Peter Pan basically is a man who never really grew up. And that applies to dairy heifers here as well. And so one of the real problems is heifers mature at 24 months of age, but we manage them to calve in at 21 months of age, and they never catch up. This data was presented by Dr. Gavin Staley at the 4-State Nutrition Conference here in June of 2022. And he had about 4 key factors that we should consider. Benchmarks, I would call them. At week 10, look at the milk yield of your first lactation heifers, or young cows here, and that is going to estimate the herd average. So in other words, that sets the production level in the herd. And they look at a number of different herds here, and the R-squared was 91%, which means that 91% of the milk differential could be explained by the age of calving and milk production at 10 weeks. And basically, these heifers really never grow up. In other words, we've kind of set a limit on them and kind of a ceiling for future lactations and production. Another one is take a look at 5 weeks of milk. And on many farms, this data is available on their record-keeping systems. And at 5 weeks of milk production, the difference between first and second lactation should be roughly 30 pounds of milk would be that difference here. And then lactation 2 to 3 and greater, 8 to 10 pounds of milk. So again, the lactation curves are going to be dictated in the first lactation by these animals. Now, what about age of first calving? And basically, Dr. Gavin suggested that certainly they need to be adequate sized. In other words, 85% of the mature body weight, that is what they should be at when they have calving in at first time, and that's with no calf, or jokingly we call that decaffeinated. Some of the older heifers, because of reproductive problems, may be heavier and a bit older there, and of course, the heavier heifers produce a bit more milk, 3 to 4 pounds more milk. But that's not the reason to delay. The answer is to raise them aggressively at this point. And then, of course, we know that age of fetching really impacts second, third, and all these lactations as well. So Dr. Gavin said there are 4 things we should focus on here. Certainly one is mortality, which is basically calf health. And we're really looking here at respiratory diseases and also diarrhea. Number 2, there's a philosophy in the United States that we can raise heifers on the cheap or use cheap feeds. And the answer is that results in slow-growing heifers and therefore can result in these smaller heifers capping out future milk production. Another factor listed would be overcrowding. On many farms, we're seeing gradual increases in herd sizes, but the heifer pens don't increase in size, and therefore we just put more heifers in those pens and really crowd them up, reducing performance as well. And then finally, there's very limited monitoring. We need to weigh heifers to see how heavy they are and also measure their height at the withers or at the hooks to see how tall they are at this point. So he said there are 3 key areas that will affect heifer performance. Number 1 will be genetics, and that makes sense. That's how we breed to the high genetic bulls. Number 2, respiratory diseases, and thirdly, growth and management of these heifers. So take-home messages. We need to weigh cows that are in third and fourth lactation when they're culled because that sets our benchmark. Remember, they need to be at 85% of that number, which means that they are going to be needing to grow at 1.7 pounds per day from birth on up for Holsteins and Brown Swiss. For our smaller breeds, Jerseys and Guernseys, probably about 1.4, 1.5. Well, that's our program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio. Regional and local food systems are getting a major boost from investments just announced by the USDA. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack saying that the planned regional food business centers will help everyone in the food chain.
These centers will provide comprehensive technical assistance to everyone across the supply chain, to producers, to processors, to distributors. All of them will be able to obtain information about how they might be able to assist and help in producing a local and regional food system.
That's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.